I say let's just fucking rip it, huh? Hello, and welcome to the ADHD Deep Dive, the show that's not about ADHD, but is filled with proof it exists. My name is David J. Mund, and it's our first solo episode in a little while. And man, is it a doozy. Before we talk about kind of precisely what I was going to talk about, I want to give you a couple of updates on my face. Mainly being, if you're watching the video version, where there once was an eyebrow piercing, there is now a scar because I had to take my fucking eyebrow piercing out because after a year, it was not healing properly. I was nervous about possibility of infection, and I was really sick and tired of bumping it and snagging it. And so now, barring any Neosporin fixes, which actually, quick pause, because I'm going to go put some Neosporin on this bad boy. Okay, and we back. And we back, and we back, and we back, and we back. So I was afraid that my piercing was going to get infected, and I couldn't handle that anymore. I was so sick and tired of it. So I pulled it out. So now I'm dealing with this nice, beautiful little scar that hopefully when tossing Neosporin on for a few months, a few times a day, it'll at least help the healing process. Look, there's going to be a scar, and that's unfortunate. And now that is I was really looking forward to permanently having metal in my face, but now I just have a scar on my face. And that is metal. So, whatever. Oh, how do we get started on this primary topic of conversation? Let me put it this way. So we're about a year and a half into the podcast. I believe this is episode 52 or 53, one of the two, which means we're about a year's worth of weekly episodes in, regardless of how much time we've been here. But the main thing is, I feel like I know you. And that you know me, and that we can trust each other with big, important topics. And you've probably seen the title of the episode now called TMI. Let's get into the TMI. This is your opportunity now to turn away, because for pretty much the rest of this episode, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we'll be talking about poo. Fuck. Oh, I hate that I have to talk about this. I don't have to talk about this, to be clear. This is a bed that I have made. What with doing the podcast for as long as I have and feeling as though I owe you some of my personal information. Here we go. Let's talk about poop. Okay. So I'll spoil some stuff right off the bat. I spent Thursday night in the hospital, doubled over in excruciating abdominal pain. I felt wildly dehydrated, even though I definitely wasn't dehydrated. And upon examining the results of the blood tests, B12 levels are great, iron levels are great, hemoglobin doing great. But we're going to talk about butts. Man, why am I talking about this? I could have just not had an episode this week, but that would be three weeks in a row where I don't have episodes, and I just don't want to do that. Anyways, okay, let's stay on topic. The show that's not about ADHD, but it's filled with proof it exists. Now do you get it? This is why we call it that. Okay, so So I went to host trivia. I typically host trivia Thursday nights here in downtown Grand Rapids. And right before I went in, I felt this creeping pain, which we're going to go back in time to kind of talk about some setup to this not being totally out of the blue. Hold on, I have to first skin my dog alive. Okay, so let's try this again. Anyways, yes, typically I'm hosting trivia Thursday nights in downtown Grand Rapids. And a few hours before that, I don't know, the pain that I had been experiencing for a while beforehand, and we'll get into that, I guess. But it just kind of like tenfolded, or whatever, however you phrase that. It got way worse right before I went into trivia. And I got that like sinking feeling that like, oh no, this is gonna suck the whole time I'm hosting. Like, I'm not gonna be able to ignore this. So I get in there about 6:30, supposed to be setting up for the show to start at 11, or for the event to start at 11. Seven, rather, for the event to start at 7. And I had to just walk away into the bathroom. I couldn't stand up straight. Now, to be clear, I wasn't vomiting at this time. Nothing was happening intestinally, which, again, we are going to talk about. But nothing was happening yet at this point, other than just the pain. And I call HQ for the trivia company, and I let them know, like, there's no way that I'm going to be able to host this event. It's supposed to start, like, right now. So could you please get somebody out to cover for my hosting ability? They did that. Great. And at this point, maybe it's important for me to tell a little bit of the backstory, I guess, because shortly thereafter, I drove myself into the ER. I wouldn't have just done that had there not been a little bit of, I don't know, preemptive reasoning for me to do that. Here's why. Here's where we get into the TMI. A deep, dark secret that I've been holding in for way, way too long. For about 6 months. Now, to be clear, if this happens for like 4 or 5 days, you're supposed to see a doctor. I waited 6 months. But for 6 months, here comes the poo talk. I've had like wicked diarrhea. Oh, I can already tell that some of you have turned off the episode. And for some reason, I started talking quietly about it because I'm very, I don't know, I'm insecure about it. It's a gross thing. But anyways, I had the Rihanna for, yeah, about 6 months. And I just did nothing about it for a few reasons. One, I was willing to allow myself to believe that there was something I could do about it. So I thought maybe it's dietary. And so I was bouncing around some stuff in my diet. Maybe there's too much insoluble fiber, or not enough soluble fiber, or the other way around, or whatever. Regardless, it was never like painful or anything like that. It was just a thing that was happening. It was a consistency matter. This is the worst episode of the podcast so far. Anyways, it wasn't an issue until it was. A couple times over the last couple of weeks, it just drained me in the morning. And so I would need to go get like Pedialyte or something afterwards, or Gatorlyte or whatever, just anything with electrolytes in it, because I was getting dehydrated, which I think set me up for this particular run-in with the doctor. So there's also a lot that I don't know right now, just to be super clear. Like, I don't have any answers yet, which is why I don't think this is going to be a really long episode. This is just going to be an informative episode about my butt. However, this is why that when the abdominal pain started that night, it reminded me of the pain that I felt when my gallbladder ripped inside of my stomach. So I started kind of, with my propensity for anxiety, I started to get pretty anxious that like something ripped inside of me. And I didn't even equate it to, I mean, I'm sure that I had it in the back of my mind that this was related to the diarrhea. Let's just continue to call it the Rihanna. but I didn't assume that it was related, but it certainly could be. could have been and it could still be. Like I said, I don't really have answers right now. So regardless, I didn't want to go septic if that was the case. And so I drove myself over to the ER from Trivia. Now, one of the really unfortunate things about my current financial state, just my current state of being, is that I don't have insurance. I don't have health insurance. I haven't had health insurance since about 2021. So every time I do anything medical, it's something that I have to pay out of pocket. Or to be quite honest with you, sometimes I just, because I can't pay it, I don't pay it. So screw paying it out of pocket. That's only if I can. And when I can, they get like 10 bucks a month because that's all I can afford. And I have no interest in feeling guilty about not being able to afford medical debt. I understand the reality that we live in, being in America, in that we don't have free healthcare or socialized healthcare or a single payer system in any way. But I'm not going to allow myself to feel bad for not being able to pay medical bills, especially if I need to be seen by a doctor. So rip the bandage off, go into the ER. That consisted of a lot of confusion, because once I got in there, they give me some generic for Zofran, I think, which is just an anti-nausea medication, and some type of pain medication. Because honestly, it wasn't really nausea that was getting to me while I was in there. It was just pain. They did some feeling around on my stomach. And let's just be super clear and address it off the bat. There's not a whole lot that they can do for you at the ER if what you're experiencing, even though it feels like it, like if I'm not actively dying here, there's not a whole lot that they can do for you in the ER. And I understand that. And just to be clear, everyone there was very kind to me. They actually listened to me. That is a rarity when it comes to being seen in the ER. I feel like a lot of times I'm not taken seriously, especially when I tell them that I have anxiety or, this is another thing. Or when I tell them that I smoke weed, which, to be super clear here, as of right now and for a little while, I don't. I don't smoke weed. There is a consideration right now for me to embrace sobriety. Not necessarily total sobriety. Maybe, you know, I'll have a couple drinks within a given week on one night. I don't drink every day, certainly. If anything, it's like once out of the week when I'm hosting Trivia, usually. It's that liquid courage of when you're on a microphone and you're in front of a bunch of people. Maybe in the future I'll take a hit of a joint or something like that. Main thing is the all day, every day thing. As enjoyable as it's been for the last 10, 15 years, it's just not sustainable. Especially because I keep telling myself that, like, I'm going to take these tolerance breaks or whatever so that I can get back to a place where I can just hit a joint or hit a pen or whatever, feel the high, and then go about my day and not have to smoke 30 seconds later. It's just not sustainable. It's not something, even though I see no issues with people smoking weed or smoking weed all day, every day, it is a personal thing. It's just not something I can find myself being very proud of these days. I don't know. That is not a personal comment on anybody else other than me, myself. Main thing. When I'm in a doctor's office or when I'm at the hospital or whatever, if I mention to them I have anxiety or that I smoke weed, usually their approach is like, oh, well, it's that. You're just anxious or you're just high. And that shit drives me crazy. Now, another quick aside, there is a thing that there's no way that I will be able to pronounce. All I know is that it's called CHS, and it has something to do with when you have way too much THC in your system over a long period of time. It's like a growing, it's like we have a growing understanding of some type of syndrome that affects a very small amount of people who smoke too much weed. and it actually leads to pains like this. So there was a conversation about whether or not this would be that. Hang on a second. Wow. See, it's times like this that I really wish that I was high, because that shit wouldn't usually make me angry. It would annoy me. But man, when my dogs bark out of nowhere like that, it just, oh, it like triggers something inside of me. I love them very much. And when I say that I'm going to skin them alive, trust me, they've got all their fur and all their skin, and they're still alive. I didn't do that. I love them. But sometimes I want to smash them into little bits. Anyway, there was a small conversation centered around, could this be that? But my fear was like, that's it. They're going to assume it's that, and then they're going to kick me out. And they didn't do that. And I really appreciate that. They also didn't just assume it was my anxiety. I really appreciate that. However, after taking the blood test and feeling my stomach, there wasn't a whole lot of clarity. And so what they've done is scheduled a colonoscopy. Because to be clear, if it does have anything to do with the Rihanna, the Rihanna, Ponda replay, what the fuck is wrong with me? Anyways, if it does have anything to do with that, that's probably a good place to check. The issue is, as mentioned before, I don't have insurance. And that will probably cost me a pretty penny. So, since then, I've started looking into insurance options. I'll be honest with you, with the current state of my upside down car loan, there's really no way for me to get on insurance. I'm paying way too much out of pocket every single month. And as much as I would love slash kind of feel like I need insurance, just like I feel like everyone should have insurance because I believe in a socialized healthcare system, that is not the reality in which we're living in right now. Ooh, I gotta be honest, I'm kind of feeling some cramps right now in my stomach. Shit. This is going to be a really bad episode. I'm really sorry about that, but we need some content. It's been 2 weeks since I've had an episode. It's been 2 weeks before that since I had another one. I think it was like 3 weeks between the episode prior to that. This is no longer a weekly podcast. This is just when I have something to fucking talk about or somebody to talk to. It could go back to a weekly podcast. I don't know. Right now, probably not. During 2024, probably not. There will be, the podcast will continue into 2025 and beyond, I believe. But right now, just the weekly life that I got, or the weekly schedule that I had, is just not going to happen for now. Anyways, so I get sent home. And this is where things kind of got really frustrating for me. Because like I said, when I was in the hospital, I didn't have any Rihanna. I wasn't vomiting. I had some slight cramps. In addition to what the pain that I was feeling was a constant pain, but then cramps are something separate. Regardless, none of the like worst of the worst was happening while I was in there. Fast forward, probably, I get home probably 10:30 at night, maybe 11. So I'm, you know, I spent 3.5 hours in the ER. I get home, and around midnight, I start vomiting, and it hurts. Now, it's funny, I learned this phrase recently, just by looking up symptoms of what I'm dealing with, that there is a phrase called scromiting, which is just scream vomiting. It's when your like body, now I don't know if this is like a thing that your body just does or if it's something that we intentionally do because we don't know better. But yeah, when you're like vomiting and then you scream, I'm usually pretty good at just like opening my mouth and letting it go. Cause like, sometimes when I feel like I have to vomit, it's a good thing. It's like, please vomit, please get it out of me. But for a while, it wasn't happening. Like I wanted to vomit and just none of it was happening. until that night when I scromited for 3 hours. And then the next day, which would have been Friday, because today it is Saturday. So yesterday, Friday, no vomiting, no Rihanna, only because I didn't even go. But it was like that type of stomach pain where you can't stand up straight, where it's like it feels like it's a muscle thing. So maybe I pulled something, I pulled a muscle or whatever when I was vomiting. But yesterday was like pretty brutal, especially when it got into nighttime. It did continue to get worse throughout the day. And I wasn't able to eat anything. I think I had a bite of applesauce because I was like, I should have something. I want flavor in my mouth that isn't, you know, I brushed my teeth, of course, after I vomited, but I was like, I need the most recent taste in my mouth to not be toothpaste or vomit. I needed to be something. So I got a bite of applesauce. Unsweetened, by the way. Why do people get sweetened applesauce? Why do people get applesauce with a bunch of sugar in it? Go for the unsweetened applesauce. And if you want extra flavor, toss some cinnamon in there. Anyways, I had that and a bite of a banana. And that's all I could hold down. Not saying that I vomited it up. It's just like my body was like, no. We can't expand the stomach further than it is right now. So I didn't eat anything yesterday. Fortunately, my roommate went out and was able to pick up my prescriptions for the nausea medication, which I realize I should probably take. Let me take that right now. 1 second. All right, y'all. If you're watching the video version, see that skull? See this? This is not a punk house. It's a punk home banner. All of these things are available at catandcrew.com. That's right. They're the first sponsors. Catandcrew.com. Enter the promo code Monday. It's Monday, M-U-N-D-A-Y, to receive 10% off of your final purchase. You can get those koozies, you can get banners, you can get earrings, you can get coasters, you can get skull planters. I think it's really cool that they decided to give ADHD Deep Dive listeners an exclusive deal. Because, you know, it's cool that we're building a little audience here and that you guys get to have some sort of special perks that nobody else gets. So if you aren't familiar with it yet, go to catandcrew.com, enter the promo code Monday, M-U-N-D-A-Y at checkout, get 10% off your final order. Okay, back to the show. So, I wasn't really able to eat anything. Fortunately, I'm a really good water drinker. Oh my God, I cannot wait to, I totally forgot a big part of some of my assumptions. We'll talk about it in a second. No, actually, I'm going to sit on that one. I have assumptions about what has happened to my stomach that doctors don't agree with, but I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to put out any of this false information, but I have a theory on what happened. They didn't believe me. In fact, they were like, that doesn't happen. Okay. All right, fine. I'll believe you. Maybe I'll talk about that later. Anyways, so I had some Pedialyte. I'm a good water drinker, so I was able to stay hydrated. But man, those cramps were like, of course, nauseating, but no vomit has happened between or since that night of vomiting. It was just cramps and pain all day yesterday. So what I did is I took a tube sack and I loaded it up with white rice, tied off the end, tossed it in the microwave, made a little makeshift heating pad because I don't have a heating pad. I guess I could have like DoorDashed a heating pad or something, but whatever. I have the ingredients necessary to make a heating pad. And I used that throughout the day. And then last night I was tossing some Pepto on top of it. And that seems to have, as of this morning, put me in a state where I could get some rest to bring down, I don't know, maybe the inflammation in my stomach. If I think about it, I could probably convince myself that I'm still having the cramps and I'm still experiencing the nausea. I'm definitely drained from not having any calories in my body yesterday. The human body can go days and weeks without having food, maybe months, I don't know. But when you're a chronic overeater who just happens to have a high metabolism, when I didn't have anything in my body yesterday, I feel a little bit exhausted today. So hopefully I can get some food down later. But so yeah, as of now, there's really no answers. There is a scheduled colonoscopy to look into the Rihanna, but I don't know how I'm going to go about that because I can't afford it. And it's not something like when you go into the doctor or when you go into the ER, they don't charge you right off the bat. You know, you get a bill, and then if you can't pay it, that goes into collections. But if you go into like a private physician or something, usually they request, usually they request payment up front in some capacity. And I believe that the colonoscopy is going to cost like $1,500. Now that's the procedure. That's like if they have to ruin it or if they have to remove any polyps, that's the anesthesia, you know, the biopsies, the whatever. That's the full cost. But I don't know how I'm going to come up with that money. So to be honest with you, right now, I'm just kind of hoping that it stops. Which it, I don't know, probably won't. Which is an unfortunate thing I'm not realizing in this moment, but like a conclusion that I am coming to. Is that the current state of my finances, it's just embarrassing. I don't know. I never really had a job where I made a lot of money. And, you know, I love my parents, but grew up in a home that was, we weren't like, you know, we weren't homeless or anything like that. We had a home, but we were on the poorer side, especially after the housing crisis, which did end up leading to my parents losing their house. I don't know. I feel like I'm making excuses. All I'm trying to say is that I've never known money. And it's fucking exhausting, to be honest with you. I've never really known a world where I'm not afraid of how I'm going to pay my bills or pay my rent or see a fucking doctor. I would love to just go in and see a doctor, get my blood work done, and not have it be like an ER visit or an urgent care visit. I want a doctor that knows my name and cares about me and knows my history. And but in order to do that, I gotta have insurance. And that's just not, it sucks to think that I, or to know, that I make too much for Medicaid, but I don't make enough to pay for insurance. So I'm like stuck in that like middle zone where, well, too bad. You make too much for the state to care about you, but you don't make enough for the state to care about you. I don't know. It's just annoying. And maybe I'm complaining because this is something that many of us deal with. Even the people who can afford insurance are frustrated by how much they're paying for insurance. There's high deductibles. I don't know. It's just a really fucked state. And I don't need to beat this dead horse, but it's just disgusting to me that like there are multi-hundred billionaires and I can't get my blood work done for less than $100. You know what I mean? So that might be the whole freaking podcast. Who knows? I don't really have much else to say or discuss other than right now I'm kind of in limbo. I don't know what the next steps are. I think the colonoscopy is, it's not scheduled, but it is like the, it is available for me to do should I decide I have the money for it or whatever. And I would really like to do it. I would really like to see if there's anything going on with me. But I don't think that I can right now. So now I'm just stuck in a fingers crossed mentality that, like, I really hope this goes away. Because I would really like to poop normal. Okay. What an exciting podcast. I felt it was important to have this discussion. A, so I could get this shit off my chest. And B, I don't know, people, there are some people who listen to this podcast who are like, hey, where's the next episode? When's the next episode coming? And even if that is a small number of people, the fact that there is a small number of people who do want that from me is something I really appreciate. So there's your episode. Shoot. What do we got? Let me look. I believe it is the 27th. I will clarify between now and then if I said it wrong, but I believe April 27th, Midwest Skies has a show up in Kalkaska at Troutzilla Fest for ODP, Obscurus DM Productions, the first production company that ever let me play drums on a live stage. Thank you, Damien and Mickey, for always keeping us in mind, even all these many, many years later. So if you're in the Northern Michigan area and you want to catch us, I think we also are playing a show on 420, but that might be a private fundraiser thing. I'm not 100% sure what we're doing for that, but we do have a show on 420. I'll try to promote that a little bit when I know more. We are recording new music in the studio right now. So go to MidwestSkiesRock.com just to stay posted on that. Follow us on social media. Check out the Patreon. I got a Patreon now. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it does exist, and minimum membership is just $1. So check that out. Check out MidwestSkiesRock.com. Look forward to new music. I love you so much. And I'll see you soon.